from KQED.
California has a long history of preserving its open lands. In the San Francisco Bay Area, for example, about a quarter of the nine-county region is permanently protected from development. But what might those parks and open spaces look like decades from now, as climate change transforms the landscape? KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer says scientists and land managers are trying to answer that very question. They're grappling with how to plan for a Bay Area that one day could look more like Southern California than it does today.
The hills east of San Jose are what you might call a classic Bay Area landscape. Golden grasses, oak trees.
This is a blue oak, and you can tell because they're a little bit bluish or grayish.
Sasha Jeanette is showing me the small dark leaves of the towering tree. She's an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy.
They're probably the hardiest of the oak species in California. These are the ones that you see in those hottest, driest places, you know, hanging on through the summer.
Which is why she and others are so alarmed by what they're finding here.
Well, here's another dead one that's also pretty young.
Field researcher Corinne Morizumi is standing next to the dried-out trunk of a dead blue oak. She and a study team from several University of California campuses cataloged blue oak trees across 20 square miles. Kirk Klausmeier of the Nature Conservancy says they were looking for signs of climate change.
The computer models tell us that there's going to be climate stress here, and we know that the climate has already changed somewhat in the Bay Area.
In these drier climate-stressed areas, they found three times more dead oak trees than in cooler, higher elevations. Why the trees are dead, they aren't quite sure. It doesn't appear to be a disease like sudden oak death. It could be that these oaks are already living at their limit, says Jeanette.
Some hot, hot summers, maybe a couple of stretches where they just can't access water at all. We could just push them over the edge.
Okay, dug for a juvenile. Dug for seedling.
About 100 miles north, UC Berkeley ecologist David Ackerley is walking on a wooded hillside, pulling small orange flags out of the ground. Each marks a tiny seedling.
One dug for a juvenile.
Dug for a juvenile.
He's with Lisa McKaylee, who manages the land we're on, the 3,000-acre Pepperwood Preserve in Sonoma County. They'll come back here in 5 years, then 10 and beyond, to see how the land changes. Change is what Ackerley expects to see. Warmer temperatures, heat waves, intense drought.
We know the direction things are moving, and what we can expect is that our climate will be like climates more like Southern California. So in 30 or 40 years, it might be like San Luis Obispo. And in 60 or 70 or 100 years, it may become like Los Angeles.
Which means Southern California plants would do better in the Bay Area, too. Like chaparral, the dense shrubs and bushes that thrive in drier conditions. Ackerley says under some climate scenarios, the conditions that favor chaparral double in the Bay Area by the end of the century. As for what's here today?
One way to think about it is that we have plants living in the wrong place. So we have an oak tree that's living here because of past conditions, but now it's living under these future conditions that are very different.
Oak trees and other plants would have to move, either to higher elevations or closer to the coast where it's cooler.
But oaks don't pick up and move to the coast. So these oaks are never going to move that we're looking at today. Their seeds will be picked up by a jay or a squirrel and moved half a kilometer. Or a kilometer, or maybe some jay flies over to the next hillside occasionally.
That will take time. Think of it as an acorn-by-acorn race with climate change. As you might imagine, this is uncomfortable news for land managers like Lisa McKaylee. Many of the Bay Area's iconic parks and open spaces have been protected because of what's there now.
So till now, our management objectives have been to keep the preserve essentially the same, have the same amount of grassland, the same amount of woodland.
McKaylee says land managers spend a lot of time maintaining what's on the ground, keeping out invasive species. They may have to change their idea of what they're maintaining.
We may need to let the systems adjust to the climate as it's changing.
All of this raises the question. Are today's open spaces really the places that should be protected? Sasha Jeanette of the Nature Conservancy says there's good news on that front.
The conservation work that has been done in the Bay Area is actually really effective at protecting a very wide range of habitat types. So good conservation is going to stand the test of time.
The best way to handle a changing climate is to link up existing parks and open spaces, she says. The Nature Conservancy recently bought a property with climate change in mind. It helps connect the Santa Cruz Mountains to the open spaces near San Jose. With the Bay Area's growing population, connecting the entire network may not be possible. But Jeanette says even small corridors will go a long way toward helping the landscape adapt to a changing climate. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.